Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to start out with a prophet's corner. And the title of this is Sunday morning, 6/11/23, Help is on the way. As the time draws near for the Foundation and Cornerstone series to air, the apostolic will begin to be heard throughout the Permian Basin. Let the churches of the Permian Basin hear what the Spirit is saying. You have recently felt like you were in your Alamo moment. I have said to you that I will not let you fall. At the Alamo, there was no help. But for you, I said I would send people alongside to help you. As your training comes to an end and you begin to step up, you will have the help that you will need to succeed. Those that are coming will come as a result of what they are hearing. There are those that I will raise up out of this. They'll be apostolic pastors that will get on board with the plan for the Permian Basin. Apostolic pastors. As I'm writing this, I'm not sure if we will meet these people or if it will be only by a spiritual connection. I don't know. Like the apostolic team in Las Vegas that we stand with. In Vietnam, when the soldiers were pinned down and had no way out, they would signal headquarters. Headquarters would send in aircraft to drop napalm to take out the enemy so that the cause would be advanced. This is how the extension of your team will begin. With apostolic headship, the fellowships will get in order and stay that way. The apostle will receive the warfare plans by the Holy Spirit, and the intercessors will be the napalm. I get the sense here that the hardship, the Alamo moment, will ease up because of the addition of intercessors to the team. This reinforcement will help you and your team to do good warfare, and there will be no casualties. There has been distress because so many in the forefront are not rightly discerning the times. I said through my prophet, Tony Cook, that I would start to take the old guard home. See, if there's too many of that, it's going to overshadow what's new that's coming. They will die off and go to their reward. Those that are left behind and have risen up under them will have a choice to make. It will be their choice to put on the new wineskin and get involved in my plan. Only they will have to make the decision to receive the new wine. This is why the rising up of my apostles and prophets is so important. They are here to help. They are here to bring sound doctrine. Those that choose doctrines of men will not be able to move forward, even though they be rising upward in their ministries at that point. Take heart, for I know it has seen that very few are hearing. They are still running on the old guard wavelength, but some will hear what the Spirit is saying and change in the twinkling of an eye. They'll hear it and they'll say, hey, that's it. I got to get on board with it. I heard a prophet say this, and this has been years ago when I first started coming into what the Lord was speaking about, the 1,000-year reign and all of that. He said, I'm just looking for an apostle to get on board with. Those that have a true heart after me and are hearing my voice will get it and get in line with my plan. Don't be surprised at who you will see that will and who you will see that won't. There's nothing that I've shown you in all these years that cannot be seen in my word. The apostles are a stickler for my word. It must be substantiated in my word. One of the old guard just went home, Pat Robson. I know I have a friend that she said he was really her mentor. You have noticed that I am beginning to inch you out a little at a time. The time of seclusion is coming to an end. The end game is here for the old system. It is a little unsettling for you, but eventually you will leave this season behind and only reflect on it from time to time. In other words, this will be like a bad dream. You will realize, just like the footprints in the sand poem, you will see just how much I carried you. There's nothing to fear going forward, no matter what the fearmongers say. Your best days are ahead of you. They will be glorious days. You know what? If the deep state was in control, Donald Trump wouldn't be doing these rallies and saying what he's saying. The boredom that you have been feeling is all part of this leaving behind and moving forward. The transition from one season to another. When I came, I taught the new season that was coming. Some heard, some didn't. What did I do, though, to further the work? I sent in my apostles to establish the new season, my church. Never feel bad because it has seemed that so few have heard and come on board. Just because they didn't hear does not mean the message is not valid and will not come to pass. I can assure you that it will come to pass. Just keep moving with me in my spirit and don't think about who does what. This is my part. You just stay in your lane and do what you're supposed to do. As you do this, I will be able to maneuver you just where I want you to be. Always follow the Spirit, for this is the only way I navigate. Many have gone this way before you. You know who they are. You've read about them and all in the Faith Hall of Fame. They all had their season of training, and they all came out to accomplish my plan for them. Many have had the opportunity to be a part of what I'm doing, but they refused. You can see with your eyes how their path took a turn after they refused my will for them. Just because they refused to believe and get involved does not mean that the plan is wrong or that it is not true. My message was true and still is, but people have the right to choose which way they will go. It was not that you did anything wrong, they just chose wrong. I will do everything that I told you I would do. If it has not happened, it is because it isn't the time yet. It is on my time, not yours. Because you have been faithful to me, I will be faithful to you. Blessed are they that don't see and yet continue to believe. The kingdom of darkness has infiltrated the church. It has set up its order and government, not mine. They have silenced my army and my generals. They are the apostles and prophets that operate from me, the cornerstone. The church, the uncompromised, had to go underground, under the radar, in secret, but they are alive and well and getting ready to step up. The organized corporation, the Babylonian church, will be ashes. But my church, the one that hears my voice, will rise out of the ashes of the compromised church. Yes, beauty for ashes. What remains cannot be saved. I've told my people to come out of it. That's Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and that you receive not of her plagues. See, those that come out and said, no, I won't take the jab. What was it, a plague? I won't take it. The spirit of inclusiveness has infiltrated the whole earth. Do not be partakers of their sin. My body walks in love, but with that love comes repentance of sin. I provided a way out excluding sin, not including it. So many believe that love is inclusive of all evil. The very ones that demand this do not include my blood-bought. It is not my people that are excluding anyone. I have included all that received me through my blood for forgiveness of sin. This is an evil agenda, and all who buy into it are not, all who buy, mistyped that. In other words, those who buy into it, they're not of me. They're the children of the evil one. All right. Big Pharma is a deep state antichrist agenda. It is meant to make you sick, keep you sick, and lead you to death and poverty. Like the little lady with the issue of blood, she has spent all she had on the physicians and was no better, but rather grew worse. The robbery is meant to keep you ensnared from death, birth to death. The love of money is the root of all evil. The trickery and deception through fear to get to you. By sorcery and witchcraft, they've done their dirty deeds. The health industry pertaining to diet and exercise is just another head on the same snake. They're all counterfeit forms of godliness with no power. You can work out your whole life, eat out your whole life. Then when you get old, it's like you never did nothing. I don't want to read the scripture here. This is 2 Timothy 3. You need to really pay attention to this because it may trigger whether you move on with God or not. 2 Timothy 3. Just like Charles Capp said, that time at the end, you can't stick a toe out. All right. This know also, verse 1, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Does it sound like today? Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. I put here feminism via the fake news. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith, that they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. God's exposing all of it. Now, I wrote this yesterday morning. Really, it was earlier in the week I wrote this down. Then last night, I'll tell you what I saw. The suicide among gays and transgenders is great. They are victims of Big Pharma. Have compassion for them and pray for them. Offer them salvation as the Spirit leads you, for they have been enchanted by the devil's schemes. It is for them that I was crucified and died and rose again. I did it so that all could no longer be conformed to Satan's system, but conformed to mine. Yet last night I was just scrolling through, and I came across a video, and it was a trans man, which is actually a woman. And he had been transitioning for like 8 years. And he was weeping because he's an outcast. He's not a woman anymore, or he is, but he's got a beard and all, you know, the stuff. It looks just like a man. And he's weeping because he's not able to connect with other men. He's a woman. And he's weeping because he's got that emotional, and he talks about how women have that connection. Men don't. A certain thing about women that make an emotional connection that men don't make. And he's finding a hard time, and he says, I see why they say that trans men, there's a high suicide rate. And I thought, that's just exactly what the Holy Spirit was saying to me. And I've heard about three different ones. And it seems to be all trans men that are saying these things, not trans women that are really men, that are speaking out and regretting this and talking about, don't let them scam you with this. I just prayed for this person because I thought, poor thing, they're in agony. They're in such agony that a lot of them will take their lives because they feel like they've ruined themselves. But you know what? I remember Aunt June, Uncle Gene, when they were, I guess, in the UK, they were ministering on the street, and they came across this man named Sheila, a transvestite. They prayed for Sheila. Sheila got born again, and Sheila began to transform back into the man that God had, he was born from his birth to be. So it's not something that's not impossible for God. Just like he said, is there anything too hard? No, there's not. But that's the thing. If we're so disgusted that we won't have anything to do with these people and all this, as the Holy Spirit leads us, we need to show compassion and love towards that person to help them come out of that if the opportunity presents itself.